The National Academy of Sciences is conducting a review of a controversial piece of crime evidence known as bullet lead analysis. The FBI says it can reliably compare the makeup of different bullets and determine whether they were probably manufactured in the same batch. But defense attorneys say the evidence is meaningless and does not belong in court. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Luis Menendez is one of many defense attorneys who've had to fight the use of bullet lead analysis in a murder trial. He was representing an Alaska teenager accused of shooting his father to death. Menendez says an FBI expert witness was called in to analyze the bullets used to kill the father, and this is what he testified in court.
These lead samples were found in the victim. We've compared it with these various bullets that have not been shot that were found in the house. We believe that of the 500 bullets that were in the house, 10 or 12 are analytically indistinguishable from the lead found in the victim's head.
To make that comparison, the FBI uses extremely sensitive equipment to analyze the exact composition of the bullets used in the murder. The FBI says two bullets with the same elemental makeup often come from the same batch of bullets, quite likely from the same box of ammunition. The person who owned that ammo may well have pulled the trigger. This kind of analysis has been used in court on and off for decades. In fact, one of the pioneers of bullet lead analysis testified before the Warren Commission about the bullets used in the Kennedy assassination. But Rick Randich says just because bullets are very similar doesn't mean they were born on the same day in the same box.
Then you have to know that that was the only time that composition of bullet was ever made. And if that is not true, then you can't make that statement.
Randich is a metallurgist at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab in California. He's been testifying at trials like the Alaska murder case, arguing that similar bullets could easily come from different boxes, even from different parts of the country.
We don't know the likelihood of a chance match among bullets of indistinguishable composition, particularly in a town where a lot of people may have bought that same composition for a period of months.
Randich says the composition of a bullet is not like DNA. The odds of two people having the same DNA are infinitesimally small, unless they're identical twins. That's been tested scientifically. But statisticians like Alicia Karakiri of Iowa State University says no matter how precise the FBI's measurements,
you still have to say what that match means in the context of the population of such pieces of evidence. Nobody has ever done that kind of estimate for bullet lead analysis.
Nevertheless, defense attorneys say that jurors are likely to perceive this evidence as scientific. And it's tough to refute information that sounds like science, especially when it comes from an FBI-certified expert. The FBI is currently the only lab doing this kind of forensic analysis for criminal cases. Lab officials defend the practice and have introduced it in thousands of cases. Dwight Adams, the head of the FBI lab, says he's confident the National Academy Review will back the legitimacy of this technique. He spoke recently during a tour of the newly christened FBI lab in Virginia.
If we thought at any time prior to that review that we didn't have valid techniques, I would have pulled the plug a long time ago on that technology.
Proving that point is important for the FBI lab, which is fighting to recover its reputation as the best crime lab in the world after a quality control scandal in the late 1990s. An FBI lab technician was indicted this year for exaggerating the significance of bullet lead data when she testified in a murder case. But Rick Randich says these statistical problems go beyond bullet lead evidence. He says law enforcement faces problems with other techniques that have not been adequately tested, from analysis of glass fibers to fingerprints.
And they're extrapolating from their very small sampling of data to essentially imply that they know what the population looks like. And that's just a misapplication of statistics.
And defense attorneys say those statistics need to be tested before they influence a juror's decision. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.